that we do finally have him here, that he's at the headlining at the House of Comedy. He is so popular, he's headlining at the House of Comedy. That's why he has absolutely no time left over for us here at AM 950. Robert Burrell.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. How are you? Congratulations on the headlining gig tomorrow.
I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's my third or fourth time out there, so I'm in the bullpen. I'm in Mike Brody's bullpen. So whenever a headliner's like, "Nope, I'll get there Thursday," they bring in the lefty.
Well, let me ask you right now. What time is that show tomorrow night? If everyone wants to go catch it,
that show is at 7:30 p.m. and you can go to houseofcomedy.net for details and tickets and stuff.
All righty. I must ask you, since you're joining us, and I always love when I can get you to talk politics a little bit, to talk a little bit about your thoughts so far about election 2018. Anything that comes to mind for you?
Well, a lot, I guess. Part of it is just the insane amount of like blatant voter suppression.
Yes.
Like, especially in Georgia. Like, how do you get away with overseeing your own election? And I guess that he's just like preventing black people from voting out in the open. I think he was accused of being a racist, but he said that he's not a racist, and to prove it, he's willing to do a 3/5 compromise.
Oh, wow.
Which he that's not my policy. That's his. Oh. But I feel like he should do a little bit of research before proposing something like that.
I've seen him. Every time I keep waiting for him to do the foghorn leghorn. Now, I didn't know that stopping all minorities from voting was a wrong thing.
Yeah, well, that's actually a second reason that white people in the South shouldn't go in blackface for Halloween. Obviously, it's terrible, but because if it looks authentic enough, they won't be allowed to vote.
Wow.
So there's a flip side to that, too.
The races here in the state of Minnesota, it's looking somewhat good for the Democrats here. Although, you know, you're a younger guy, you know, than me. You're younger than me. Why do you guys don't want to vote? I mean, there's always been a lower voter turnout as you get younger and younger. And I'm like, my God, I mean, if the net neutrality alone, you would have thought would have gotten everyone under the age of 30 to the polls and ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm the best spokesman for the youth of America. It seems like it's a trend that's reversing, but maybe if there was a way you could like catch Republican policies the way you can like catch Pokemon Go, then maybe you could see how terrible they really are. But yeah, I'm not sure. Hopefully it reverses though. But like some of this stuff that I'm seeing from like early voting where like they just didn't count the votes for the Democrat who would go to the Republican right away. And like, I get that the Democratic candidates have a lead, particularly Amy Klobuchar, but still, it's like I'm not going to rest easy until they've conceded.
Well, and
the Republican candidates conceding, unless it's Roy Moore, because then I think he still hasn't claimed defeat yet.
Your one thing I made this point about the voter when these votes get changed in these voting booths now. When someone asked me, I said, do you think that this is intentional or just accidental, just it's bad computer equipment? I said, of course it's intentional. Because if a Republican thought for 1 second one of their votes could be changed, I guarantee you the entire system would be shut down until they figured out what the problem is. And the fact is,
every
Republican's like, I don't see a problem here. Go vote. You know?
Yeah, that's because they have their number of votes. And as long as they can get those people to the polls and they can just deter or prevent everyone else from voting, then they'll win.
Now, it is scary. Have you voted yet?
I have not. I'm going to do it on election day. Yeah. I've got the time, but I have a lot of friends that have voted early, and I definitely appreciate it.
You can. The best part about voting early is that if you did have to frantically go back and change a vote, you still can.
Yeah, well, and it's given these news stories some time to make it out to the rest of the country to see how messed up some of this stuff is.
On the back of that voting ballot, there's so many damn judges, and I try to remember who I voted for, but most of them run unopposed. But if I did write you in actually for one judge. So if you do win on me, my bad.
I think I would be a phenomenal judge. The only question I have when I get to the judge's side of the ballot is whether or not they've been on Making a Murderer. Because if that's the case, I don't want them. I don't need to know if you're an incumbent or not. I just need to know if you've appeared on the show Making a Murderer. I'm going to have to go with the other guy.
Are you a regular on the ID network? Well, you got my vote.
Yeah.
Of the show, once again, House of Comedy, 7:30 tomorrow night. I also want to give a plug to your album, which is hilarious.
Oh, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate that. I'll have copies at the show, too.
And you can get that on iTunes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sex and Politics.
There you go. Find his album. Listen at 7 o'clock on Saturday nights, Laughing Matters. And, of course, tomorrow, House of Comedy, 7:30 at the Mall of America. Robert Burrell headlining out there. Go see him. Fill that place up for Robert. He is sensational. Robert, it's great chatting with you, man. All my best, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right back at you. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Matt.
My pleasure.